Three, two, one, zero. That's the countdown. The podcast has now begun. It's the Warm 101.3 after show. And, you know, it's technical. I don't expect to understand everything. So.
Whatever.
So we got to get the Hasselhoff to do a song for us.
Yes, we really do.
The Hoff. Yeah, right.
Don't hassle the Hoff.
Okay. How was he even on the Kelly Clarkson show?
Because I think he came up with a song with her band.
And, oh, really?
And yeah, I'm sure he wrote like many different versions.
Really?
Yeah.
Was he ever a singer?
He's in Germany. He's
overseas,
big.
Yes.
No,
huge.
No.
He was like big time. They loved him. He was probably like bigger than Neil Diamond.
What?
Right?
I don't think that.
To me, he's just Knight Rider.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah.
But there he's big in Germany for some reason.
He was big. Don't Maybe not Neil why. Diamond big, but big.
Don't understand why, but hey, ours is not to question why. Ours is to play the hits.
What?
That says.
Yeah. David Hasselhoff is 68.
How's 68 he look? I haven't seen him lately.
That's not so bad, Nikki.
Nikki, I'm 66.
Whoa!
That's why I said that. Who's your favorite now? Who's your favorite?
He's the same age as my mom.
Wow.
She's not helping her.
Oh, gosh. You know. Sorry.
Yeah.
So, scientists have found a way to reduce the frequency of deer car collisions. You ready for this?
Yes, bring it. Because I live in the country now. I need to know.
Yes, you do know. Believe me. Hey, Nikki, where we live, because you live close to me,
yes,
it is deer central.
Oh, honey, okay? I see them every morning.
Yeah.
Yeah, so do I. I've been seeing them for 20 years.
So here's the deal. They've introduced wolves, because wolves prey on deer and also shift deer behavior. So apparently what they do is the wolves scare the deer to not go in the road, and it's worked, though. 24% less collisions.
They're just killing all the deer.
Well, the wolves are probably eating the deer, but, you know,
right. It's
all right.
Where is this at?
This is in Wisconsin. So, yeah, they reduce the population of the deer and scare the deer away from the landscapes like where they would, you know, normally go.
We should talk to the DEC about this.
No, this is a bad idea.
I don't
want wolves running around.
Oh, come on. What's the difference between them and coyotes?
Big difference.
Well, you know, I mean, I don't know.
No, this is a bad call. Bringing in animals like that, I do not agree with that. Now, I don't like the deer hitting my car, which I've done two times now.
Have you really? No.
Yes.
I remember the big one. It was the second one.
It was in the middle of the day.
Oh. Yeah. I am so amazed. I know you can find some wood to knock on, because
I'm knocking on wood.
I've lived it for the last, you know, 30 something years near heavy deer population, and I have not hit anything yet.
That's amazing.
Yeah.
You guys, I've been telling my friends, now that I live out in Livingston County and have that hour drive in, my prayer, the moment I get in my car, I say a prayer. I say, "Dear Lord, protect me, protect my car, and protect your creatures, because I don't want to kill them."
Yes, well, it's a horrible feeling.
I find myself, Nikki, looking, you know, when I'm driving, not straight on the road, but off to the side of the road.
Oh, gosh, everywhere.
Just as much.
Constantly scanning.
Scanning, constantly.
And
that's the way to do it.
Guess what happened today on my way in? Like, I've been avoiding the deers. Like, there was even, usually I see the deer on my way in, not on 390, but on the back roads.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, back roads.
But I saw a deer on 390, like right by the road. And
it happens.
You're just whizzing by.
Girl,
you know?
I've seen them on 490.
Oh, honey, they scare me to death.
Oh,
but
yeah.
I was going, and you know how they say that you don't swerve, just
it's hard
go? I ran over a frog this morning.
Aww.
And I heard him. And
you heard the frog?
He was hopping along, and I squished him.
Oh, I know.
Sad.
I felt so bad.
I know. That's
a terrible feeling, isn't it?
He was just going about his day, 2:30 in the morning.
Yep.
Ribbit, ribbit, smash.
Always feel horrible when you do that.
You know what I saw yesterday on my... Let's talk about nature for a moment. Where I live on the lake, yesterday I saw a baby mink, you know, like...
Oh, yes.
Walking around in my front yard by the water. Huh. It was really kind of cool. It was very pretty.
Oh, yeah. I've been seeing... I see a lot of those.
Do you really?
Yes.
We have... my neighbors have an oriole living in one of their trees. And
nice.
It came back. And now, we don't get orioles up here in Rochester, okay? I've lived here all my life. This is the first time I've ever actually seen an oriole. Now, it came last year, too. And I think there's two of them, obviously. They're beautiful birds. They are really beautiful birds. And then the fish are like going crazy. You know what I love about the fish? They make little nests in the water by my shoreline. It's like the first, you know, when it opened up, it's just dirt on the bottom of the lake, right? And then a day later, there's a bunch of little pods with stones. So they move they use their noses to move the stones into like a little nest. And there's 13 of them out of nowhere. Like overnight, they did it.
Fishers?
Excuse me?
Did you say fishers?
No, fish.
Oh, fish. I thought you were talking about those fishers. I was like, those things are mean
and ugly.
What's a fisher?
You seen one?
They look kind of like badgers.
What's a fisher?
A fish. It's like
it's an animal.
I never heard of such a thing.
Oh yeah, we got fishers
mean.
Too.
So do we.
No, but these are fish, and they make their little nests in the water by my dock, and it's overnight. 13 of them popped up, there were no stones anywhere to be found, and all of a sudden there's a bunch of little stones in little circles, and then one fish stands guard over the eggs. Okay. It's the coolest thing. I love watching. It's really, you know, beautiful. And then, of course, the geese, which I don't like, because they poop all over your lawn.
Oh, yes, and they aren't just little poops. No. If you know what I mean. Goodness gracious.
Yeah, but I get such a kick out of watching all this nature stuff happening. Very cool.
Well, the frogs. So we have tons of frog eggs in the koi pond in the front yard.
Oh my goodness.
Like, I mean, thousands.
Really?
And I said, honey, what's going to happen with all these frogs? And he told me they don't all survive.
Yeah.
But that's one of my favorite things about my new place with the hubby, the frogs singing at night.
Isn't that a great sound? It's a great sound.
I love it.
I know. It's beautiful. It's summertime, man. It's summertime.
That's super cute.
Now, I know the cicadas are out in the air. Do we have any cicadas here? Do you know, Nick? Have you heard any stories?
So the word about those crazy cicadas? Are you, is that
well,
what
the
you're
ones that
about?
Come after 17 years, yes.
So I heard we're not going to be getting those.
Oh, good.
Here.
Oh, good, good. I hope not.
But we got our own problems. Like those, what are they? Those hairy caterpillar things that are attacking trees.
Oh,
I can't remember.
Gypsy moths?
I think it might be those.
We have to get rid of a bunch of trees from last year. What are those? The ash borer beetle things?
Yeah, we had a bunch of them taken down. I know.
We have to do that too.
So, but yeah, the gypsy moths was a thing years ago, and they polluted our water here.
Oh,
too.
Goodness.
Yeah. Ew.
Yeah. It was an
issue. Are these the ones that they were saying you can hear them, literally hear them in your backyard,
yes.
And they poop, and it sounds like rain?
Yes.
It's disgusting.
Ew.
I think those are the ones. Yeah, it's disgusting.
So
nature's
gross.
Disgusting. Let's end it.
Yeah, let's not.
Did you guys see? Everybody's talking about it. The honeybees that work together to lift off the top of a Fanta bottle.
Oh, my God. I did not see that.
Dude, I just texted it to you. Check it out.
Yeah, check it out.
It
okay.
is. I mean, these work together. You can do anything.
Yeah.
Wow.
I mean, they're seriously, they twist off the top of this Fanta bottle.
Yeah, they wanted that. They wanted to get in there.
They want that sugar, man.
Yep.
Holy cow, that's unbelievable.
Isn't that nuts?
Right?
They're taking over. This is why I don't trust bees. Okay, you know how I don't like bees.
We like the honey bees, remember, Tony?
Yeah. Do they sting?
They do, but they do very good things for us.
It's okay. Like I said, I want to give that job of pollinating to the butterflies, because butterflies are so nice and so pretty. Bees are mean, okay? So give the job of, that. You know, if I ruled the world, that's what it would be. Butterflies would be like going around. There'd be so many more butterflies and so many less bees, and the butterflies just be going around, oh, let's pollinate you, instead of bees going zzz, zzz. No, bees suck.
Yeah, and so do those carpenter ants. What's
right.
the point of them?
I'm sure
I don't even think they have a purpose.
I don't even think they build anything.
Yeah, they just eat wood.
That's right.
All right. Apparently, we are a huge nation of hoarders.
Mm-hmm.
Have you heard about this?
No.
Everyone's trying to declutter.
Go in my basement.
There's an estimated 60,000 storage facilities in the U.S.
Right.
These are not in units.
Yeah.
These are facilities.
Yeah.
And we're just a nation of hoarders. Homes and storage units are filling up. So now people are renting full-size construction dumpsters to declutter their
home. Yeah. Oh, believe me. The stuff in my basement could all go.
Yeah.
I would get rid of it today. Oh,
right.
I should have when
would
my
you
wife
need
wasn't
a
here.
Construction size dumpster?
No, not this time.
Because I have to tell you, Jason's family, mm-hmm. they did a construction size dumpster to clean stuff out when they were like mm-hmm. redoing a room. And they not only did they fill it, they had to get it emptied and they filled it again. Where's all this junk at?
I don't know. Just to, like they're building near where I live, they just built another. I think the third or fourth storage facility.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's what we should buy into.
Yeah, I know it.
Mm-hmm.
Exactly.
So, guys, have you guys heard about these, like, no-pay groups or, you know, free on Facebook?
Hmm.
People post stuff and are like, hey, come get it.
Oh, no. But
so my girlfriend, she's actually selling her house. So she doesn't need a dumpster, Christy, but she needs to get rid of some stuff, right?
Mm-hmm.
And so you post it on a site, you know, this group page, and are like, hey, do you want this? And people just come get it. And mm-hmm. it's free. You don't pay anything. So my friend said she's been seeing lately somebody posted, hey, I'm stuffed and can't finish these nachos I made. Does anyone want to come and get it? I don't want to throw it away.
That's awesome.
People responded.
What is wrong with
people
that?
People responded and came and got her leftover nachos. I am not kidding.
Oh,
she really gave it to a person?
Yes.
Why?
Well, she wasn't the one giving it. She just saw it on the free.
Oh, okay.
On the thing.
God.
And people were like, yeah, I'll come get it. Where are you at?
Now we've gone too far.
Oh my gosh.
We have gone way too far.
Wow. It was in a Pyrex dish and everything. Ugh.
Come on.
Strange
it's
stuff.
It's so crazy.
All right, we've gone far enough. That's your podcast for this morning.
Yes.
Enjoy, please. Share, please. And we'll see you on the radio. Goodbye for now.
Bye-bye.
See ya.